of Independence.
A White House proposal would make it easy for the FBI to access your records of what you're doing on the Internet, fair or foul. Oh, it's a layup for me. It's foul, big time. How about some privacy as far as the web's concerned? Speaking of that, Google and the CIA are invested in the so-called future of web monitoring. So, easy for me to say. So, if you didn't think you were being watched in the past, trust me, we're not crazy. It's coming your way soon. And so is this rapid hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney from coast to coast and everywhere in between. I like to call them the cool nooks and crannies. I don't care if you're left, right, or somewhere in between. Perhaps you're confused. It's all good, my friends. And you can throw in your two at 800-259-5791. I wasn't shocked by the story, and we knew that this was coming. There's been a lot of chatter about the possibility and why you should be concerned about your privacy, particularly when it comes to the Internet and what your activity is on the Internet. So the Obama administration is trying to make it much more of a layup for the FBI to ask companies to turn over what an individual's Internet activities are. In other words, what they're hitting up, what websites they're going to, who they're emailing, all that sort of stuff. And this is the key thing, without a court order. I mean, look, if you have a mountain of evidence that somebody is, looks like they're perpetrating terrorist activities, by all means, get the court order. Follow the process. But now it'll just be a flip of the coin if this were to, in fact, happen. If agents think the information's relevant to terrorism or intelligence, then they can go after it. They want to add these four words. This is the key thing. Electronic communication transactional records. This would piggyback on a list of items that the law says the FBI might demand without getting that important court order. So government lawyers say the category of information includes, and this is what you need to know, the addresses to which an Internet user sends email, the times and dates email was sent and received, and possibly a user's browser history. It doesn't include the content of the email or other Internet communication. Gee, like the spam that you get. Oh, doesn't include the content, but you can keep seeing where somebody's calling, where they're actually emailing. And pretty much, if you look at the subject line, what the subject of the email is, and there are a lot of things that you could trace with that. So it's interesting because you have in the Washington Post earlier in the day, this former senior Bush administration Homeland Security guy, Stuart Baker, who said the proposal change would broaden what the FBI's authority is. Duh, of course. It would be easier to get the information. And for some of the people who are Internet providers, they got to give a lot more information to the FBI. That means they have more of a gun to their head. They have to respond. They'd have to give up the information because the Internet providers are pushing against the government's demands to turn over the records, arguing that surveillance law, the way it's written now, doesn't allow them to do it. This way, if this thing is changed, that this would counter most Internet or email providers. They would have no choice. They would have to do it. The FBI knocks. They want it, and they legally would have access to it. It's another example of moving away from what was promised on the campaign trail flat out. The idea that to protect the civil liberties, get rid of too much of the government intervention when it comes to national security, was just a smokescreen to get elected. Sorry. It's unbelievable. Given the amount of information that flows electronically and now what our government is already pouring through, never, I mean hardly ever, do I agree with the ACLU. I think it's an organization that was started for the right reason, but went way off the tracks, and couldn't be further from half the time. The lawsuits, the frivolous lawsuits I think they throw up, are a waste of time. But in this case, I'm going to agree with the ACLU because they think that this is an unbelievable move by this administration, and especially since they're already getting a slew of the information. This expands all the personal stuff that the government can get. I mean, this is a big, chunky category. It's like the administration said, okay, listen, let's cut through the crap. We don't need to go before a judge. We need things now. We need the information now. Let's just pick out the biggest moving truck you can possibly find, and how much can you fill into it if you go into this category? So that's why they came up with the words that they came up with. As I said at the top, the words are electronic communication transactional records. So clearly that the internet companies are not going to like it. They don't want to have to be jammed up and be told they have no choice but to give it up. And you look at social networking, the kinds of internet activity that exists right now with chats, blogging, whatever, and the fact that you could do this, you could have government surveillance without the judicial authorization on this thing, is ridiculous. And what does this qualify for? And I agree, isn't there enough information already out there? Isn't it already exhaustive the way it is now? You look at First Amendment, and isn't this First Amendment? Is this a First Amendment issue? 800-259-5791, if you want to throw in on that one. And this kind of goes along with it. You know, follow the money. Follow the money. It's really true. Follow the money, and then you'll know where things are headed. Why does Google care about web monitoring? Well, of course they care about web monitoring because to them, it could be lucrative. And it's not just Google, the CIA also interested in the future of web monitoring. And that's the investment arms of both. They're backing a company that monitors the web in real time and uses information to predict the future. It's called Recorded Future. And what Recorded Future does, it scours tens of thousands of websites, blogs, I just mentioned blogs, Twitter accounts and whatnot, to find relationships between people, actions, incidents, organizations, think of any kind of connection you could have, present and futuristic ones. So in a white paper, the company says in the analytics, the game of analytics, which Google is very good at, that's why they have all those Harvard grads there, they look at the invisible links between the documents that talk about related entities, events, the same things. And the idea is to figure out who was involved, where it happened, when it might go down. So Recorded Future then plots the chatter showing what they call online momentum for any given event. Ooh. Sounds cool, but could be more than deadly, huh? Google and America's spy agency making money off of us. Stay with us.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative news letters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's three-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling four-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
Stick around for our final hour on America Tonight. We have our cheap movie review. It just means that we'll tell you some of the movies that are out, and you can decide whether they're worth spending the $10 for. You know, here's the biggest hint. I'm sorry. I think more and more people are smuggling things into the movie theater because nobody wants to pay the freight on that giant thing of popcorn and the whatever it is, $5 for the small soda. And everybody, you ever notice this? And maybe it's because we're practically in a double-dip recession and they're told to do it. Is everybody not being upsold every minute of the day? No matter what you get, somebody is trying to get you to get more. I mean, sure, it's the nature of sales, but almost everything you do, and the movies, every time I go to the movies, they do that. For 50 cents more, you can get the ginormous 10 million calorie refill of whatever. And if somebody's trying to sell you, even it's, someone was trying to sell me a magazine subscription or something the other day, and then they wanted to upsell me on something else. You go to get a washer, they want to upsell you on what else you could get with that. Certainly we know that with cars and some of the big ticket items, but even the Girl Scouts pretty soon. But you want those mint cookies because if you get these other five boxes for another $50, you get a patch too if you would just buy some more cookies. All right, we're kind of all over the map, and that's the way we roll here, particularly at the end of the week. I promise we're going to cut loose and tell you some of the silly things that are going on, what I call the news you can abuse. And that'll come up in our final hour, too. We also have We Can Count. We carried that over. So we've got We Can Count, reasons to hang through. Sherilee Sherrod, ringing any bells? She was big news a week and a half ago. The way things move, you are in and out of those cycles. But remember the president apologized. She's the ex-USDA employee who now is saying she's thinking of suing Andrew Breitbart, the conservative blogger who has the big website, who posted an edited video of her from a speech she made at an NAACP dinner in Georgia. She says it absolutely made her look like she was making racially offensive remarks, and that's how it was taken, as it spread like a virus from his website. And then the whole thing was played, and it sounded a little bit different from the little slice of it. I don't know if she would have much to stand on from that site, because a lot of lengthy interviews are chopped. A lot of quotes are cut down. So this would be one to watch if she does push it all the way. She's been offered her job back. That was the latest, and she was still trying to decide what she was going to do there, whether she was going to take it back or not. She goes from a couple of weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, being an employee to being asked to pull over and send in her resignation on her little electronic device, to getting on all kinds of talk shows, national talk shows, television shows, where she says that, you know, she was forced out and that she wasn't racist and, you know, all these other things related to it. So in her own words, the latest on the possibility of suing, where we're at this point, that kind of stuff.
Just looking at my situation, you would have to say they are allowing them to help them decide how to govern. We don't get along in the way we should, but we don't get along as bad as we used to, you know, and there is some reason to hope that we can make it even better. But he should come down and see that and hear that firsthand. He hasn't apologized. I don't want it at this point. And he'll definitely hear from me.
I would definitely, yes.
Okay, so she's probably going to pursue the suit. Interesting one to watch. Like I said, I'm just echoing that same sentiment again, because this could lead into a lot of other possible lawsuits. If you peruse, just take 5 minutes and go through different sites, you'll see little snippets of things here and there. So it's not like it's not being done all over the place. But that would be the intent, I would assume, is what the lawyer would pursue. Dale is listening to us in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, Kate. How are you tonight?
Good. What's shaking in your treehouse?
Well, I'm trying to figure this president out. You know, I can't get any continuity of thought from this guy at all. He campaigns against invasion of privacy,
mm-hmm.
and then he puts this out. He keeps saying one thing and does another.
Yeah, that's right.
I wanted to ask you, though, Kate, the head of WikiLeaks, as I understand it, suggested that once he got this information, that he contacted the White House about it prior to release. Have you heard that at all?
You know what? I heard that rumor. I heard that he had done an interview with somebody. I don't know if it was, I think it was the British paper, The Guardian, and he talked about that, saying that before he did it, he did pursue a course to let them know what was happening, and also if there was going to be a response. I guess, you know, that makes sense. Do you have any response to, here's the information I have? Any good reporter would do that. So I don't doubt that he made that phone call or attempted to make a connection.
And they did not respond.
No, they didn't. They didn't respond, or we would have known that.
Well, this is probably one of the greatest security breaches in years.
Absolutely.
How are our allies going to trust us with anything?
I wouldn't. If I were in an Afghan village, I'd be very, very concerned.
And whoever does this or has done it, that's a life term in Leavenworth for sure. I would
say. Oh, yeah, 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 oh, absolutely. The person who leaked, which it could be, they're saying it might be this Private Bradley Manning. He was an Army guy who was charged with leaking the Fallujah attack on the internet, and they're wondering or they're pursuing a course that it could be the same guy. They're looking into him, but they're not saying it's definitely him, but they're admitting that they are checking to see if there's any connection there.
Was this the movie of the helicopter taking
yes.
these guys out?
Yes.
I don't know. We're just in a bigger situation, a bigger war than we think we are.
I think so too.
And I don't know. This isn't. We don't have the leadership that we need, and we got to turn these guys out in November. That's just. There's no way else cutting it. I know the president's still going to be there, but we're going down a path here that we just don't want to go.
Yeah. Oh, no, I agree. I agree. There are a lot of dangerous things happening, including the thing that you were just mentioning, whether it's WikiLeaks or whether we're talking about this internet privacy thing that the FBI can just ask for all the records and not have a court order. And they've got there's a way to kind of, I call it a trick shot into getting that, where you get the emails, where the emails are going, but you don't get the content, but you get all the other stuff. I mean, there's some really strange things happening, and you can't get a handle on what they're thinking, what the administration is, what they stand for, I guess, or what Obama, he's the president, so what Obama stands for.
Yeah.
The minions I don't care about, because that's his fault. Whoever he brings with them, if they're not doing the job, then you get rid of them. Other presidents have dropped the people around them for blunders and dropping the ball, but that hasn't happened.
Well, I wanted to ask your opinion on one other thing too on this situation and about the Arizona law that was got an injunction
right,
against it.
Right.
Isn't this eventually, Kate, going to get to the point it's going to force this president to enforce the law?
Oh, I think so. I mean, it's there's no hanging in the gray area in this one. Either he's going to do it or he's not going to do it.
He's commander-in-chief. He's forced in.
Right. I think he's forced to do it. I think he's got no choice but to do it, but I think he's going to sidestep it as long as he can. Stay with us, everyone. Thanks for the call.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget. crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets.
We'll say it again.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com. It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com. Wow.
Thousands of Americans are facing evacuation. If you or any of your loved ones might need to evacuate, you must do it yourselves. Please don't procrastinate until they do it for you. Remember the terrible conditions of those that didn't get out for Katrina. Go right now to efoodsdirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633 for information on the new evacuation pack. It contains 2 weeks of delicious, easy-to-fix food, along with the equipment to prepare it. It's packed in a rugged, heavy-duty tote for transport. Evacuations are looming with the storms and the Gulf oil catastrophe. No matter where you live, wildfires, earthquakes, floods, and storms must be escaped. Don't be like a deer frozen in the headlights of oncoming disaster. At least prepare yourself with this 2-week evacuation pack from efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Just walk away, pretending everything's okay, and you don't care about me. They know it's just no use when all your lies become your truth.
I promise this time around, we've got Weekend Count in our next segment. Man, if you listen to this show, hate to be a Debbie Downer. We got to give some bright sides here, or we're all going to be moving to the bunker pretty soon. But we have the WikiLeaks thing, and it's interesting the way a lot of people have covered it, have covered what the information is and what the role of, let's say, this website is WikiLeaks. And is it a crucial role? Is an organization like that one necessary? Because, hey, listen, the Pentagon Papers, a huge coup. If they have classified documents and they post up the classified documents, what do you think they're going to do? They're in the business of busting corporations or the government or whoever, and if they have the raw stuff in front of them, what do you think, he's going to trash it? And the answer is no, of course he's not going to. And what happens is the trickle down is where it's just unfortunately so deadly. And there's something about the Afghanistan war, and even saying Afghanistan war, people are a lot of people aren't paying attention. I'm proud to say that this audience is really on top of it, whether you think we need to get out of there or you think we're invested and need to stay there or whatever your opinion is. Really, for the most part, people are interested and knowledgeable about some of the things that have come out about Afghanistan. However, with all of the developments, whether it's civilian casualties, more troops dying, whatever, I think there is a giant discord with the American public overall and Afghanistan. So now the WikiLeaks thing brings more of this to the forefront, and it opens up the Pandora's box of what's going on, what are we doing there, what's the end game, what is now this do to the informants, to the troops, who are already hogtied anyway when it comes to rules of engagement and what are they supposed to do. In my mind, I keep thinking of young men who have not even reached their 22nd birthday going over to Afghanistan again and again at two tours, three tours, and crawling in some of the most dangerous areas you could possibly ever want to be in, not knowing if somebody's jimmy-rigged with some kind of a suicidal bomb or the deadly IEDs, which they're everywhere. And despite some of the things to sniff it out and the other things that are used sometimes effectively in this war, there are too many that slip through the cracks. And then you have this. So if there's a lack of information, boy, that's going to really kill that effort, isn't it? Is it time to come back? Is it time to reinvest and pony up everything, throw it all against the wall? And maybe some of these questions, and they have been coming up because of also the switch in the generals with Petraeus taking over from McChrystal, a little bit over a month ago. All right, so once again, I'm all over the map here. If you want to throw in your 2 cents, please do. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hello, Tomas.
Well, I heard that you wanted to keep it upbeat, that you didn't want to talk about, you know, spies and Obama and Afghanistan. So what we're going to do is a family movie review. I have my 2 sons here. We all went to see Inception. Okay, have you seen it yet?
I did. I want to hear what you guys say first, and then I'll tell you what I thought.
All right, well, I would say get the video. Because, first of all, you understand it really well. You know, you're probably going to have to see it like 3 times. Because there's so much stuff going on. But
right.
I thought that there was a lack of producer and director skill in that. Because it seemed like I was looking at another movie that starts with M and ends with X, if you know what I mean?
Yes.
Right?
I mean,
come on. But that's just my opinion. Let me hear what my oldest son has to say.
I really liked the movie. It brought a new twist to it, and you actually had to use more than half your brain to try and follow the movie, where most movies are pretty much feed you the storyline. So,
are you saying that I don't have half a brain?
I'm saying that
in front of millions of people, you're gonna talk about your father like that?
I did not say that, but it was a very good movie in my opinion.
All right, so wait, you got to tell us your name and how old you are.
I'm Daniel, Tomas' son. I'm 22.
And there's another son here.
All right, so that's Daniel.
Fourth. I'm 17.
Uh-huh. And what'd you think?
I like the movie, but I don't look for, like, too much in a movie. It has to have action, it has to have funny parts, and if it don't have that, then it's a bad movie to me. But it did. I liked the movie. It was good. If anyone's like me, watch the movie at the theater. But you can't be one of those people that ask questions after the movie, because if you're one of those people, you ain't ever going to get the movie.
All right. That was the best review of all three of you. I got to give it to the 17-year-old. Bravo. If you're going to be one of those people that's going to ask a lot of questions after the movie, forget it. We don't want to answer any questions. You're absolutely right. We just want to go and have fun and enjoy it and not try to think about it because then your brain will really hurt. I saw
That's the last time I ever take these guys in the movie.
I love it. I love their opinions. I thought it was great. I thought the movie, I agree with you. I thought the movie didn't live up to the hype, and I would say rent it. It was all over the place, and it depends on if you have dreams. If you're a person who has dreams, you kind of get some of the stuff that they were talking about. But still, what were they still in a dream at the end of the movie? There were weak parts in it. I think there was a disconnect. It didn't live up to the hype, I guess.
Well, I just thought, you know, if you're going to be talking about dreams, then why copy another movie?
Right.
I mean, you got people, you know, with suits fighting, you know. Come on.
Exactly.
Was it the same director who did the other three M movies? I don't know.
Anyway, I don't know. I don't think it was, but yeah, it was too close.
So anyway, that's our little point of view. And you have a good night there, Kate. And we'll talk to you later.
You and the two sons as well. That was clever. I like that. Thank you. Interesting. See, and the younger son got it. He went with the right kind of attitude. I went into the theater, since I don't get to go to the movies that much really now, I went in thinking it was going to be something a little bit different. And I'm a person who dreams. I have vivid dreams. Sometimes I remember them. Some of you can probably relate to that. And the falling feeling of waking up, absolutely so true. I get that feeling a couple times a week. I'll remember bits and pieces of what happened, but that was portrayed into what they were trying to do, getting into the dreams. However, there were weak, let's just say I thought there were weak points in the script, and it was too similar, Tomas is right, to the series, the Matrix series. It was too similar, I think, to that. So that it was almost like they plucked some ideas from it and voila, there you are. I don't know. If you want to weigh in on Inception, feel free to do it. I can't remember what now it's made at the box office. It's done okay at the box office. The big movies are some of the kid movies. The other one, like Despicable Me and even Avatar. Would you believe Avatar's, which now is on demand, is actually still showing at some theaters. How much money does James Cameron need to net on this thing? He made an incredible amount of money on the back end, but I don't think at this point for him it's about money, because he's made so many blockbusters and gotten paid so much on the back end, he's got to be netting a ton. On the flip side, we will absolutely go to We Can Count. I promise you that. One thing that we won't talk about, though, is We Can Count is the body count when it comes to Afghanistan. You know, all this focus on what's happened with WikiLeaks and the chats of what's going on at the front line. There was a separate roadside blast that at least 25 Afghanistan citizens were killed when the bus hit a bomb on Wednesday. 20 more were wounded, and it was a bus that was taking people from Zarang to Kabul. So that's always sad, but it goes to what I'm saying about how deadly it is. There were like 20 mines to detonate an entire convoy. Nasty, nasty stuff. We Can Count coming up.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life.
Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Time for another edition of We Can Count. I tell you, we try to count anyway around here. How many fingers do I have? How about this? The Wall Street Journal jacked the White House price up $600,000. Do you know what I'm talking about? It was crazy. I happened to stumble upon it when I was perusing the World Wide Web. I guess now the FBI knows the various sites that I'm going to. I don't think it's anything that can get me into some serious trouble. I'm on all the lists. I'm positive anyway, so who cares? Anyway, what I'm talking about is it looks like Rupert Murdoch finagled a way to get the White House to somehow pay up, and this is what it is. The Wall Street Journal has pushed up the rate it charges the administration's news clipping service by how much? $600,000 a year. And what they're doing is they're pushing the White House towards a direct deal with News Corp. So it's not really clear, I guess, how the company arrived at that figure, but copyright laws would prevent the clip service from disseminating Wall Street Journal articles without the parent company's permission, because this is how it works. For the past 10 years, Democratic and Republican administrations pay this company $100,000 to prepare packages of excerpts from print and television and blogs and even radio. the Bulletin News of Reston does the searches, which would otherwise cost the government a staff. And they start at like 9 p.m. and then they extract all the articles and all the things and the links and they get it to the West Wing by 5 in the morning. The Journal sits behind this now licensed paywall, but it's always been a part of the package. But now that people have to pay for it, that's changed. So that also changes the figure of what they would ultimately have to pay. And that is $600,000. I mean, that is a pretty big, chunk of change, isn't it? You got to think Rupert Murdoch would be laughing all the way to the bank on that one just because of the relationship, particularly with the Fox News organization and the White House. But they have to have the clips. So what do they do here? Are they going to stick with it or do they figure out some other way to do it? It would be, it'd be pretty tough to have a staff do it, and it would, I don't know that it would cost you $600,000 though. If you had the right staff, maybe it would cost you just a little under it than having the clip service, if that makes any sense. So when the administration folks like Robert Gibbs say they're not really paying attention, which he hasn't said that, but they're definitely paying attention. They want to know every single thing that's in the news that's mentioned when it comes to the White House. How about Carlos Slim? He's the fat cat man from Mexico who is the richest man in the world. He bought a Fifth Avenue townhouse for $44 million. It's an 11-story. Last month he bought an 11-story building, and that was $140 million. Now he's got a private mansion for $44 million. Then he bought a townhouse from, I guess he bought his new townhouse, gave up the other one, from an ex-taxi driver who turned into a billionaire real estate tycoon. And that's how he found out about the house. But isn't it interesting? The world's richest man getting a piece of New York. You know, we talk about Mexico and the haves and the have-nots. If this guy even chunked out a little bit of capital in his country, I'm not saying he doesn't do it, have any money invested in Mexico, but if he did a little bit more, can you imagine that maybe the little bit of the turnaround they could have there? So he runs a phone monopoly. If this is the next question you're thinking, I'm going to jump a step ahead of you. He owns a phone monopoly in Mexico. He's somebody who will never feel the double dip recession, to say the least. His pockets are more than lined. That's why he's the richest guy in the world. All right, a couple of other stories on the We Can Count front. And I was just mentioning Fox News and how ironic it would be to pay this clip service that crazy amount of money. It sounds crazy to people listening. They pay what to have them comb through clips and comb through, newspapers and all that other stuff. But they do. A lot of people pay clip services that get publicity. But that is a huge chunk of change. So anyway, we go from that to Fox itself. And I just happened to see this. For all the slams that Fox takes about the programming, you know, there's just the wars between liberal and conservative media and the perceptions and MSNBC and or CNN and Fox. But Fox, the ratings are definitely there. Their news is just dominating MSNBC, completely topping CNN. Listen to some of these numbers. The network averaged 1.85 million viewers in primetime for the month, more than all the networks I mentioned. And Fox, CNN's averaging like 530,000 total viewers. The headline news, 452,000. MSNBC did beat CNN in primetime. That's the sixth straight month they've done it. They've averaged 679,000. But so that's a coup, I guess, to them to be ahead of CNN because they haven't been around as long. But, you know, shows like The O'Reilly Factor, almost 3 million total viewers for his show. He's probably really the biggest thing on Fox as far as the ratings are concerned. Unless you looked at Sean Hannity, he would be a close second right behind him. He's at 2 and change. And it also shows you how many people aren't watching network television. Then you have Glenn Beck, and he's just about at 2 million himself. So Fox, they're probably making a fortune on the advertising if they have those kind of numbers up against the other networks. And then you've got Brett Baer, nice guy. He's more just kind of news, just talking the news. And he's got 1 million plus. He's just under the 2 million mark. And that's just a portion of their shows. I won't go through all the lists of the ratings, but clearly Fox is extremely dominant. So the CNNs, the MSNBCs, I mean, aren't out of the picture, but nowhere close. How about the talk of one star? And that would be Mark Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg got a Hollywood star on the Walk of Fame. I'm just so curious as to how they come about deciding on who gets these stars. I asked a question. I was trying to find that out because every so often someone crops up, and it's so odd, the different people. You understand the movie star, but the people that are chosen, I wonder what the process is. So Wahlberg has a movie coming out called The Other Guys. Will Ferrell's in it. That's kind of getting a lot of hype. You know, we're going to do our movie review in the next section, or the next hour, rather, of America Tonight. But you got Mark Wahlberg, Marilyn Monroe, I think, has a star. You know, who's deciding on who gets the stars? He had his four kids with him, by the way, which was kind of cute. I happened to see a picture of that, so it came into the top of my mind. All right, you might have some thoughts on the show. Send them to me, americatonight.net.